Sense Mobile.
KD. KD clear.
You'd be 2H access.
Yes, I hope I got that right. We've talked before, but I don't remember your call. Mine's KC4SKD, named Larry.
Oh, hey, Larry, how are you? Are you the Larry and Pickens?
I'm the one that, when Gary calls Annette, he said, neighbors of mine over in Easley.
Yeah, now you on HF? Do I hear you on the 3915 net?
License for that. Afraid not.
Okay, different Larry then. You got my calls right. Name here is Dave, and I know Gary too. Gary's a good guy. I'm trying to get through downtown Greer to get home.
Through downtown Greenville. I kind of wondered about 85. I'm a little later leaving the office than normal, but I just kind of hesitant to get on 85 going towards Easley.
Gotcha. Well, this time of day, I don't know. I don't travel the interstates too much. I'm just coming back from a customer's house down near in the south end of town. I'm on 14, but I guess I'm going north towards Landrum, and I'm just coming through the downtown area of Greer here. And I may lose the machine for a minute between the buildings.
What a few minutes myself, because once I start going out the other side of the Greenville, 6-1 gets real scratchy for some reason or another.
The same thing happens in downtown Greer. When they get between the buildings up here by the traffic light, it gets a little noisy, I even lose it at times, depending on the conditions. But this traffic light here in the middle of town here is terrible. You let about 3 or 4 cars through that your red light again.
Tonight will be a good night to go home and eat some warm soup or something like that. Sit down and watch Star Trek or something.
Oh, now you're talking my language. I love Star Trek. Which series do you like best?
I like most all of them, but the original series is what got me hooked, and that's that will always be my favorite. And interesting, I was telling some of the guys the other night, one of the directors for the original series was actually a ham radio operator.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that. Well, I have. I'm also, I guess we're called Trekkers now. I'm not really sure what the term is anymore. Trekkies, Trekkers. I've been watching Star Trek for years and years and years, even before Next Generation came on. But I have... Not in my current possession, it's at the house, but I have a Bluetooth original series communicator, which Bluetooths to my phone.
Now you got me wanting one. I have to see where I can find one.
Yeah. I've had it for a couple of years. It works pretty well. It hooks right up to my phone. I turn it on and it'll say connected. And if a call comes in, I flip it open and I can talk on it.
How did you get that, if you don't mind me asking?
I forget who makes them. You have to look online, look on YouTube to get the manufacturer. I don't think the Star Trek store has them, but it is available. I just can't think, for the life of me, I can't think who makes it right now. I have to catch you on the radio later or tomorrow or something and tell you who the manufacturer is.
Anyway, or you can look me up on QRZ and send me an email. But, yeah, I'll check that out and see what I can find. That'd be just too cool to have.
Yeah, I also have the phaser, which has a number one that comes off of it, and it's a remote control also. I also have a Doctor Who... from the Matt Smith era, I have a full-blown sonic screwdriver, which is also the TV remote, which is really the better-made one than the plastic one.
Interesting toys out there that didn't have years ago. As the technology gets better, that's very interesting.
Oh, yeah. One of my customers, I did an install yesterday, and one of my customers, her husband was out of town, and she showed me his toy room. he has all the Star Trek stuff. So I told her, I said, when I come in for the follow-up next week, I'll bring the communicator with me.
I actually went to one of the Star Trek conventions. I think it was about 1980. It's in a little town. It was actually to Tri-County Tech College in Pendleton. It wasn't a whole lot of people there, but it's kind of interesting.
One of my first ones, Star Trek conventions, or it was called the Icon Fest up on Long Island, where I grew up way back at one of the colleges out there. And we just recently went to, they have the Comic-Con right here in Greenville at the little convention center over there off of Pleasantburg, right by that little municipal airport. They just had it a couple of months ago.
Something else I wonder if you've heard of, I think it's New York State. Somebody actually built the parts of the Enterprise in a big warehouse or something. You can walk in and shut the door, and it's like you're actually on the bridge. The lights, the sound effects, everything.
I did not know that. Wow. Well, there's a whole culture of us nutcases out there, so I enjoy it. I enjoy it, you know. It's tough to keep that kind of stuff under wraps when people realize that you're a Trekkie and, you know, you're a little wacky and you like to talk into communicators. You know, they kind of look weird at you.
Man, yeah, but they, whatever it is, the warehouse or whatever, they built the transporter room, sick bay, the whole nine yards, and they said Bill Shatner's been there three times.
Wow, that's cool. That's cool. Well, heck, there aren't many of them left. I think he's still around. George Takei is still around, isn't she?
It seemed like about 2 months ago. Yeah, Chekhov, I can't pronounce his last name, but he's still around.
Oh, Walter Koenig, okay. Yeah, I didn't know he was still around. Okay. I thought he passed already, but no, he was, I liked him. He was good. He played a good part on Babylon 5.
All of them are fine actors. But it's interesting, you know, Star Trek was more than just entertainment. It really taught us a lot of things that I think about that I would not have thought of until I watched that series.
I watched it as a youngin', and then I pay for Paramount Plus, so I can get on there and watch any Star Trek I want, anytime I want. Yeah. That's me.
KC4SKD for ID. Yeah, when it came on at the house, everything else shut down. I mean, I don't care what time of day it was, what kind of weather. I don't care if we had friends or relatives visiting. When Star Trek was on, everything else got quiet.
That's funny. Yeah. No, that I'm not old enough for that. I was born in 63, so I was a youngin' when the original series first hit the airwaves.
Dude, and I faintly remember my dad watching it when it was actually in production. But then they started doing reruns on Sunday afternoon about 1972, and that's when I first saw Corporal Mike Maneuver, and that was it. I was a Trekkie fan ever since then.
Okay, so a little trivia. You know who played that little character on the mothership? You know who that is, right?
John Howard's brother, Clint.
Okay, all right. So we have to do some Trekkie talk back and forth. We got to try and quiz each other, see if we can stump each other.
There was a few episodes that, when I first saw, I originally did not like, but later on, as I grew older and knew the meaning of them, they became one of my favorites. And one of them is By Any Other Name. That was became one of my favorite episodes.
Oh yeah. The Calvins.
That one turned out to be a great one for me. And what was the one about the American Indians living on that planet and the giant asteroid was going to come smash it to bits? That one became one of my favorites, too.
Yes, I don't remember the name of that one, but yeah, Kurok. Yeah, he was trying to remember his name, and they called him Kurok.
The guy got some real touching moments at the end when his supposedly wife has been stoned and she's laying there dying. That makes you tear up watching that.
His piece of the action. That was a good one. Larry, I got to get in here. I just pulled in the driveway. It was an absolute pleasure talking with you. With you, and I will try and get to you with the manufacturer name on that communicator.
Okay, very good. Well, hope you have a good rest of your evening. I'll be listening here for a few more minutes. KC4SKD.
All right, I think I'll be on for a few more minutes. Let me run inside and see if I can find the box for it, and I'll get with you. KB2HXS, to be clear. 73. KB2HXS. Okay, Larry, it is the Wand Company, W-A-N-D, and the website is thewandcompany.com, W-A-N-D.
I can commit that to memory and remember that when I get home. Yeah, I'm driving, but I appreciate you getting me that information, the Wand Company.
That's it. That's who makes it. And if I knew your phone number, I'd text you a picture of it.
Wonder if I should put my phone number out over the air.
No, don't do it. I don't do it purposely because I have a business and I don't need that kind of headache. But it is the Wand Company, WAND.com. And I believe they have the phaser on there and the communicator. I haven't looked at it recently. They may have more stuff now. I don't know.
I should be able to remember that. I'll have to check it out when I get home. Thank you for coming back with that information.
No problem. Wait, there we go.
Understand. Yeah, well, thanks again. I'll check that out and see what I can find.
Have a good evening. I'm glad there's somebody like me out there still. KB2HXS, 73 now.
See you later. Thanks again, KC4SKD. And for that LK Mobile. Hey, I got a few more minutes before the repeater gets scratchy. This is KC4SKD.
Hey, I just hope Dave's listening too. I just wanted to say that I fixed a bag of popcorn and I sat here and enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, you're talking to one diehard Star Trek fan. I even watched the animated series. I thought it was kind of neat.
I watched it too.
I watched a little bit of Star Trek growing up, but I can tell you enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the conversation. But you know, my kids are that way about Star Wars.
I do, you know. But one thing that I don't like is when you go watch Star Wars, Star Trek, see all these neat people flying around the universe in space vehicles that go light speed, and then when the movie's over with, you go out to your car and say, "Oh man, look what I got to drive home in."
It's like that old movie from the 70s or 80s, I can't remember, The Last Starfighter. When the big battle in the galaxy happens, they'll come down and get you guys to be some of the contestants, or some of the fighters, because you'll be well prepared.
We understand the lingo. We know how warp drive works. You got to kick those lithium crystals and go, go, go. All right, guys, I'm going to check out. Good to hear you, Nish. Goodness. KB2HXS, back to you, Shane.
All right, pulling into security here at the Granger. We'll talk to you more.
Good chat. Yeah, hope y'all have a good weekend. I'm starting to run into some rain. KC4SKD clear.
KB2HXS, gone.